Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Delaware head football coach Ryan Carty, his squad into the second round of the FCS playoffs, where they will take on the number one team in the country, South Dakota State, out in Brookings, South Dakota. Before we look ahead, coach, let's look back. Last week, first round, you guys really took care of business against St. Francis, 56-17. Looked like you had all precincts reporting in that one. How satisfying was that victory, especially after you guys let a couple get away at the end of the regular season, to come out and kind of announce your presence like that?
It was great. It was good to see, you know, our guys respond to, you know, their second chance and their second lease on life, and in the football realm at least. And so it was really good to see us play together as a team for 60 minutes to finish the game. I thought we played very physical. I thought we played very hard. And I don't think we got out energied, which is something we really preached on, you know, making sure that, you know, that team came in and they were confident, and they came in hooting and hollering, and they were ready to go. St. Francis did. And so, you know, for us to match that and exceed it, was going to take a lot. And I think we did. I think we played, under control, the whole game, and, you know, made plays when we had the opportunities to. And, you know, I think that's the kind of game we have to continue to play. And that's kind of the game that we'd like to play every week, you know, regardless of who we're playing.
Nolan Henderson was wonderful. He's been wonderful all season. I mean, one of the things at the top of the list, he's just played a lot of football, so he has seen just about every situation. But as a play call, as a guy triggering the offense, as the guy in the huddle, what makes him special?
Well, a lot of things, Matt, and that's the tough thing to pinpoint. He's got it, and I will do my best to try to define that. He's very tough to start, and I think that matters. It matters when you can see mental toughness out there in how he perseveres and how he stays under control in any situation. Nothing's too big for him. No moments have been too big for him, and I think the people around him can feel that. And that's what makes him a great leader, is that, you know, when they look at him, they see somebody who's going to do it the same way every time. And that way is right and hard. You know what I mean? He's going to do it correctly, and he's going to do it at the best of his ability and as hard as he can. And that's what you see in the weight room. That's what you've seen in winter workouts. It's what you've seen in spring ball. There's never been a time where he's been outworked. And I think that's what matters. You know, he comes in here and he's watching extra film every day. And it doesn't hurt that he's in his second grad program. He probably, who knows how much class he's going to, but it helps that, you know, that he has that ability to have the asynchronous classes online and stuff. And he's just in here asking questions all day and trying to think as close to me as possible so that he can be that offensive coordinator on the field. And then he's talented as heck. And so all those things put together and you get a very good football player and a really good quarterback.
South Dakota State, number one in the country. It's no accident. At the top of the list, why is this team so good?
I would say probably the best thing is that they're extremely well coached, and they're consistent. Their culture from top down, you can see it because you've seen it year in and year out, and that's why it kind of jumps off tape. Is how well coached they are. They don't make mistakes. They make you make mistakes by just doing the same thing over and over again. They play so hard. They're physical, they're sound, and then they have really good players. And so it's a little bit of it makes sense why they're the number one team in the country. And then obviously their home field advantage is something that matters. It's a tough place to play. It's a great venue with a tremendous crowd. And you know, shoot, I think it's gonna be 9 degrees on Saturday. You know, that's not easy. It's something a little different. And so I think they have those things in their favor as well. And so, you know, it's going to take a really good showing by us. We certainly don't have to play perfect, but we've got to play really well.
When you're going into a game like this against an opponent like this, does the first quarter matter more than your average first quarter? Because you need to set the tone. You need to, you know, go in there, punch them in the mouth, let them know you're mm-hmm. here to play. Where with a yeah. team like this, a lot of times games can get away early and you're chasing the whole time. Is the first yeah. quarter especially important?
You know, I can't answer that. I would say it would help if we went out there and had a great first quarter. I would say if we have a bad one, we still better be fighting and clawing back into it. You know, analytics would tell you no. It does not matter how fast you start or momentum doesn't exist. I don't know if I 100% believe that. I think there is some sort of emotion involved in how the pendulum swings during a game. However, you know, I think playing for 60 minutes and continuing to punch, Matt, is what's going to dictate whether or not we, you know, it gets away or not. You know what I mean? And because it's not only about what happens early, it's about what happens after what happens early. You know, and so how do we react if we get punched in the mouth early? Does that mean we're going to just go let it go get away, or are we going to come back and we're going to fight and we're going to continue to claw back and then go take the lead and punch them back? I think that's what, you know, really will set the tone and, you know, kind of see how we react to our first punches back and forth and how we counterpunch.
And my final question, last week against St. Francis, playoff football is nothing new for you, but it was your first win as a head coach in the playoffs. Does it hit differently than it did as a win, as a playoff, as a player, as a coordinator, as an assistant?
I'm going to say it didn't hit differently. It hit like most wins, which was about an hour's worth of just a sigh of relief and then back into stressing about the next week. And so, you know, until we win the last one, there's not much celebration on our end as coaches, unfortunately. But we're back at it, you know, right after the next morning, and we get into the next week. And so, you know, I think it was special, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have been able to do it as a head coach here, in particular here, because I love it so much at the University of Delaware. And so I'm just so excited that I get a chance to go out there and coach another playoff game. But all wins are, I'm winning is so hard. That's something that Coach Keeler always preached, and he's right. Winning is hard. And so when you do it, it doesn't matter if you were, you know, a scout team player, a starter who caught four touchdowns, an assistant coach, an offensive coordinator, a head coach, you're going to enjoy it the same way, regardless of what happened, because we put a lot of stuff into this, you know, whether it's time, effort, energy, you know, sacrificing, you know, things outside of football for it. So when we win, we do it together, and we love it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.